didn't do shit.
Oh, fuck. Hey, everybody, welcome to this episode of Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. I am here today with... Get your hand off your nose bridge. You can't be annoyed. We just started.
They don't know how long I've been with you before this.
We are here today with Major J. Smith, comedian.
Hello there.
We didn't talk about an introduction.
Finish your sentences. Are we talking about...
No. What was your introduction? Ooh. I'm going to start that all over.
Oh, my introduction?
What if I said comedian and comedian?
Yeah. Okay. Start for over. Now.
Okay. And don't touch your nose bridge.
Act don't make me touch my nose bridge. They have to understand the dynamic of this relationship. They have to understand you do shit that makes me touch my nose bridge. Everybody think you just perfect, magical, mythical Roxy.
Hello, everyone.
She's so fucking stupid.
And welcome to Bedtime Bitching with Roxy Hayes, the podcast.
Is that your phone sex voice? It's still deep as hell.
Hello. And today I'm here with...
Today I'm here with comedian Major J. Smith. Thank you, Mr. J. Smith, for coming on to
Mr.
my podcast.
Mr. J. Smith.
Today. Major gave me a ride this morning, so we've been together for a while. So he's already a little annoyed and perturbed by my presence. And I'm not apologizing for that. But in the vehicle, we were discussing what shall be the theme of today's podcast.
Were we going with Hall & Oates or were we going with Will Ferrell movies?
We can both.
We
can intermingle.
You want to intertwine? You want to lock?
Yeah, we're going to lock it because that's how the conversation started. So basically, we figured out that black people.
Yeah, fuck with Will Ferrell.
Really
way
fuck
more
with, yeah.
than white people. Like, white, the average white man doesn't like silly white men. Like, they don't fuck. Like, if you just out here being all loose and hippity-dippity, they don't fuck with that shit.
But we love it.
And we fuck with
we
that.
We fucking love Will Ferrell. What's your favorite Will Ferrell movie?
I want to say the other guy.
The tuna scene? That's my favorite scene.
The tuna scene? Oh! Have you watched the bloopers for that shit?
Yes!
That shit is hilarious.
You think a lion? In a fresh water
30,
source?
45 minutes? Absolutely.
You'll lose that.
You'll lose that.
Nine out of ten. I love that movie. So that was your favorite?
I think so. Because it's so underrated. People don't even talk about other guys.
Christina. He kept getting with attractive women.
Yeah. That's so like, what's the deal with you and hot chicks?
It's like my wife. She's plain.
Don't mind her.
It was fucking Eva Mendez.
You come in here dressed like a hobo.
I fucks with it.
Nah, that's one of my favorite white people.
I think Step Brothers is mine.
I like 18 white people in the world.
Wait.
He's one of them.
So I like Step Brothers. Nah, fuck that. Name the other 18.
Shit. I fuck with Adam Sandler. I fuck with, who else? Are we naming regular people or
you
just...
You said 18 white people. I just want to hear your list of 18 white people.
I can't think of them all right now.
Go, hurry.
18. I got an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
He white.
Uncle Smith, okay.
No, he's not. He's just one of
Jameson?
My He's just one of my daddy's friends.
That's two white people.
It's two white people.
Will Ferrell and your uncle.
And my uncle and Will Ferrell. And, fuck that. I'm not about to. That's stupid. The white people I like know who I like.
I like Step Brothers best.
No, that's.
I like any
like
movie
that's
with
the
him.
Obvious
I mean, because it's so funny, though. It has so many quotables.
Nah, it's lit.
They made a whole Catalina wine mixer from that movie.
I thought that would have been a thing, though. I really thought that was always
It did not until afterwards. And I was listening to the song that he was singing in it.
You gonna keep like all that shit like in the beginning, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. I'm not editing that.
You don't cut the fat off nothing.
Nope, not the jokes, not the podcast. People like the fat. They like them thick. They like the videos thick. They like the jokes thick.
You slap my fucking thighs one more time.
Stop having zoom in on these thighs. So this
don't
man.
Don't do that. Don't you do that.
So Major came in here thick than a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And then got upset because I said he was thick than a motherfucker. He came in here.
Don't put the on the than a motherfucker on top of it.
Thick than a motherfucker.
With I'm not loudly thick, bruh.
Let me finish.
Okay. Move I'm not arm. Exclamation point thick.
Can you move your arm so they can see?
No. He's not finna zoom. He's gonna zoom in. Ain't he?
If you thick than a motherfucker, why would you wear these sweatpants if you didn't want me to comment upon them?
They're very slimming sweatpants.
Nah, they're not, bruh.
It is.
He was out here. Okay, so, Will Ferrell. I believe... I'm leaving that in there, too. I believe that Step Brothers is the best movie just because it has all the quotables mm-hmm. and just him and John C. Reilly have that really dope chemistry.
No, for sure.
I fucks with it.
Mm-hmm. And they were acting 11.
Like was, yeah. Is that why I liked it?
Like 40-year-old men acting like 11-year-olds.
Fancy sauce? I'm mad that I knew what to do. Okay, what's the worst Will Ferrell movie that you've seen?
I ain't seen it, but I believe it's that...
Yeah, I didn't see it even... And I love Sherlock Holmes, but I was like, nah, that looks too much like a, I'm done with spoofs.
Give me three of your favorite white people.
Why are we going back to that? Boom. Okay. My Aunt Sally, who has been married to my Uncle Roland for many years. She's a very nice lady.
Aunt Sally and yeah. Uncle Roland.
He's black. She's.
I know.
Okay. The juxtaposition of the names. Okay. And then I love Cher.
Yes, you do.
And I love the shit out of Cher.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Native American.
She's Native American? She's
white.
All the way Native American? Both parts?
I thought Selma Hayek was white for the longest time, too.
Now you... She gotta be half. But it makes sense that she's Native American. Now we're looking up Cher's nationality.
Get Donald Glover to fuck
that. No, how... Donald Glover is in every episode of this show at some point. You hear me, Mr. Glover? I put you in every episode of my show.
I don't have nothing against
Armenian.
You,
okay, her dad was Armenian American. Truck driver with drug and gambling problems. Oh my, they just told everything. And then her mother was Irish, German, English, and Cherokee. So she's
Native American. But she got sold as Native American.
She was.
Oh, which makes sense. Yeah, because like the 70s, you show right.
All right, we can get off the whole white.
No, Cher. No, I need my third white person, Mr. Rogers. That's a solid.
I'm glad nothing ever came out about Mr. Rogers.
Oh my God. That would kill me. When this movie came out, I read his whole like book and everything. I was like, I don't need.
Yeah.
Can he be. And Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
I love. Like, Steve Irwin, Mr. Rogers, and Bob Ross. That's like my holy trinity.
Bob Ross.
The painter. Put a little happy tree right there.
I don't know what that means.
You don't.
What was he on?
Bob Ross had his own show and he was painting. See, that's why you're so angry inside. That's why
because
you're so angry.
Because I don't know who Bob Ross is.
If you knew who Bob Ross was, you would have a way better life outlook.
98% of the people who are going to see this don't know who the fuck Bob Ross
is. Do you know my fan base? They all know who Bob Ross is. Rock, do you know who? Thank you.
I'm not a fan, so.
Yeah, but he knows.
I'm just kidding, I'm a fan.
You can't not be a fan. How do you not know who Bob Ross is?
Because people don't know shit sometimes.
People are you.
Okay.
You sounded sad.
I found out about him in a book somewhere and I was reading. That's how you find.
I saw him on TV because it's a nationally known show.
You just saw his stupid face on it and just kept it on.
And I
channel.
Did get a book about it.
I know you did.
I wanted to know more about his life.
You
but
read it three times,
that.
Didn't you?
Mind your fucking business. Yeah. All right, so Will Ferrell.
It doesn't have to all be Will Ferrell.
Oh, you want to talk about more white people? Is that what this episode is? Our favorite white people?
First of all, you brought up Will Ferrell. Oh, Hall & Oates.
You brought him up in the car because we're singing Hall & Oates.
No, you said Step Brothers because the song.
Shut up. So, how long have you been doing comedy?
4 years. Well, yeah, 4 years. Yeah, I just made 4 years. I mean, whatever.
I don't know. That was an actual clap, and I was like, oh, that's weird. I'm the only one clapping. But
yeah, but nah,
I'm a milestone.
Pretty good now, kinda.
What?
Yeah.
You feel like you're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't good everywhere, though. I got my lane.
I think it's, you know, I feel like it's better to kind of have a lane and then build from your lane.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to be good everywhere and then you trash.
Yeah. You good and then trying to and be good boring. Everywhere while you're trash.
Yeah,
you
know like.
Now you just mediocre every fucking
just everywhere.
Way.
And like, oh, that adequate motherfucker again. At least be good here. And then, okay, I got this. And then expand upon. So how would you explain your style or, like, describe your style of comedy?
Kind of like conversational.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more of a conversation. That's why certain rooms I, like, stay away from. When you got to be, like real, like, loud and and, like.
Then, like, what?
In your face. Like, when more is going on than what you doing up there.
Yeah.
Like, I try to stay away from them. Rooms because I don't have the personality for that. I'm real.
So like those bars where they talking and you gotta over talk.
Yeah, you gotta over talk and it fuck up the whole delivery of what you even trying to say.
Or the talk back spots.
Mm-hmm.
Where they like want to be part of it.
I did that before. Oh yeah. Word.
Wait, dude. Let me be the audience. We hate this shit. Can y'all stop doing it? Okay, wait. Here's your mic. All right, come to the stage, Major J. Smith.
Hey, how y'all doing, everybody?
I'm great!
I see you. Okay. So, the other day, I was on my way to the store, right?
Which Walmart. One?
Walmart.
I be going there.
Yeah? Okay, so now I gotta say fuck my whole thing. So, what you get from Walmart?
I had got some rotisserie. Nah, shut up. This part. I'm helping. I got some rotisserie chicken because the kids like it.
None of this is getting a laugh. It's just wasting everybody's time.
I went to the deli section and I got them chicken tenders because they
get.
Shut up. He said he asked me a question. I could talk.
And then as you trying to find something funny to say as to what she's saying, she just keeps talking and fucking up the whole
thing. And I had some green beans.
I can't do them. I don't
want to. And then I had some rolls. And then,
like those.
Yeah, okay, we'll say that.
Blue collar, like, dude, they don't like the silly up there. That's why people hate, like, Dane Cook, Jim Gaffigan. Anybody up there being, like, silly.
Like,
and,
I want to enjoy life.
I want you to really laugh. You know what I'm saying? They don't like them for some reason. But, hey.
We do.
But we love them.
Like they're crazy ass talking about bacon and shit.
Bacon and shit. Hot Pockets. I fuck with Hot Pockets. What flavor? Crazy as hell.
I want an old black lady to heckle Jim Gaffigan. Can you wait?
Child,
please,
no, I'm
please
not gonna
be,
do
please,
it.
Please, please. That will make me so happy. Let me be an old black lady and you be Jim Gaffigan and let me heckle you like an old please. Damn.
I don't want to butcher like.
And you don't even have to.
Okay, I'm just
pick a topic because you know he'll
interrupt me
minutes.
Fast, so I don't have to go through.
Go ahead.
Damn, how does Jim Jaff?
He just takes a subject and just starts talking.
Yeah, vacuums.
I got one at the house,
ma'am. Ma'am, does it?
It's a Hoover.
Does it suck as much as you do right now?
Ooh, that is a white comic that's come. A white oh, ass, that was good.
That's a white comic
that's
ass comeback.
That's a white comic ass comeback. Mm-hmm. Does it suck as
Does
much
it
as you
suck
right
as
now?
My- oh! So the comics that would do that
hate him. Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they don't like Will Ferrell and they don't like Dan. I think Dan. I want to have his comic.
Why you?
Well, I liked.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to know. I like Dane Cook.
Well, the only reason I say liked is because I ain't seen him do.
Well, I ain't seen him in a while, yeah. But I like Dane Cook too. That jelly one, that jelly joke is real stupid.
Or the burger when he was at the Burger King drive-thru and the pickoff.
I see why they hate him.
I know why. Because that's how white people operate. You can't be mad at him for thinking like that.
He's good. Like, look at him having fun.
Look at
that's what we be talking about that all the time. And once again. Because you have to say shit like this in the culture in which we live in.
Uh-huh.
We are speaking in generalized statements.
Yes.
We are painting with broad strokes. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like, I don't care about how you personally act.
Yeah.
I'm talking talking about your representatives.
Broad strokes.
Mm-hmm. Your spokespeople.
I have noticed that. Yeah. I forgot what I was talking about. I don't know. I love Dane Cook. What the fuck was I talking about?
Yeah, you noticed something.
Oh, fuck it, I'm high. We were talking about how, like, a lot of comedians, once again, this is broad strokes, they like to go up and use it as, like, this is my time, as my therapy. Don't say that.
Like, fuck, this, I hate that.
Yeah, they'll be like, you know, stand up is my therapy.
This is my therapy.
Which is like,
ass
I understand
comments.
It, like it's an outlet and stuff like that, but a lot of comedians will take the term, like, this is my therapy, and act like it's their actual therapy and go up there and talk about their problems.
Like,
and it's not funny. Like, there's ways to make your problems funny, but a lot of the people that's like, this is my therapy.
This is my therapy.
Yeah, they go up there and they just make people
I
sad.
Will feel better after this, but you won't.
Fuck you. You paid $10, bitch. Fuck you. So they hate those comics that are like Jim Gaffigan and Dane Cook because they're like, no, I want people to laugh.
I want people to like really laugh at this.
This is a joke.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nope.
They like them type of
thing. Yeah.
I see what you did there.
I thought about this now.
No, I want like
no, this is, I want to laugh. This ain't a fucking TED Talk.
It's not a laugh, bruh.
This is a TED Talk. This is a
TED Talk. That's what most of these Netflix specials look like.
Oh, man.
Let's not do this, though.
We're going to do it.
Because we're going to have to work with some of these people at one point. So
I don't give a fuck.
Well, I'm not going to mention
see me on the hands, bruh.
But they,
see me on the hands.
Just a bunch of talking and
I don't want to, like, if your special is just you talking.
Like, just talking and saying, and like, you, instead of the punchline being funny, you just put the inflection where the punchline is supposed
to
be. Damn, okay. Hold on.
I can't do it. It'll be like,
wait.
Then I told her, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I told her, shut
so
the
yeah,
fuck
my
up.
My wife, like, because you know, we're my married people. Yeah. Yeah, my wife just talks entirely too much, and I'm just like, hey, shut the fuck up.
Woo! Woo! But they don't be laughing like that.
Damn.
Wait, do the punchline again. I'm gonna say this is how they really be all doing right. It, wait, hold on.
And I'm just like, hey, shut the fuck up.
That's not a laugh.
I can't stand applause break ass specials.
I remember a comedian told me, he was like, you know, if you're getting, like, okay, you want laughter and an applause break. Because laughter and applause break means, like, I agree with you and it's so funny.
It's funny.
But if you're just getting claps, that just means I agree with you, but not that it's funny.
God, that is funny.
Wait, do another one, please.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the other thing that I'll be seeing, like, just not on specials because they edit it, but, like, when I go to shows with comedians like that, mm-hmm. Wait, do it.
Hold on, okay. Wait a minute. So I'm doing my fucking laundry, and I put 6 socks, and there's only 4 socks.
That's the audience.
And they cut to one... With no laughter behind it. I'm sorry, I apologize.
I'm editing all that out. Go ahead, say the thing you were going to say. Put your phone down.
I wasn't going to say nothing. No, I'm not going to shit on you. I just, no, it's just really contrite. I want you to be a better person.
Okay.
You just don't
How can I be a
better,
that's what I'm asking. How can I be a better
you
person?
You just don't want to be better.
How can I be a better person?
Shorten your jokes.
Okay.
When you're wrong in an mm-hmm. argument, just stop arguing.
Okay.
Right?
Wait, what do I do?
Like, somebody, you have to get trapped and backed into a corner. Like, you have to have literally nowhere to go before you decide, okay, you're right. Like, I have nothing else for that. Like, even though it's wrong, if you have a reply, just the fact that you have a reply for it, you just do it anyway, just for the sake of it.
I don't understand.
Like, now? Like, just now? What just happened?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not doing this.
Do it. I'm trying to be a better person.
You're not.
It's part of my New Year's resolution.
You do this every year.
Yeah, I'm just going to be shit.
But I love you the way you are. I'm just saying you could
Mr. Rogers
be
said that. I love you too.
Ain't you glad Mr. Rogers ain't having like no bunch of bitches?
Oh, yeah.
Or like no...
you know who had a bunch of bitches?
Cases and shit, huh?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss had mad
He
bitches?
Was cheating on his wife.
What'd he look like?
He looks like Robert De Niro. Legit. And I just found this out. He was cheating on his wife.
Young Robert De Niro was
a
handsome guy. What?
I fuck Robert De Niro.
I don't give a fuck if
you asked me.
Man.
That's what
I didn't say. Would you fuck Robert
De Niro?
Meant?
Then why are we bringing up his attractiveness level if you're not talking about fucking?
Because I was asked what Dr. Seuss looked like. And he was like, he looked like Robert
why
De Niro.
Why did I didn't say it like fucking?
Like,
I didn't say
Robert
like a fucking 1930s fucking Bugs Bunny cartoon. No, the fuck I didn't. I said. He was fine. Anyway, so Dr. Seuss.
I've had enough of you today.
Too late. So Dr. Seuss
huh.
cheated on his wife.
Don't interlock.
cheated on his wife and she committed suicide.
Because he cheated?
It was more stuff, but like part of it was she was like, you know, they had been married for like 40 years.
What did Chappelle say? She got a weak, brittle ass spirit.
No!
I'm sorry, that's terrible. Oh
not
my
Ms.
God.
Seuss.
I don't need to be on nobody's recording,
nah,
nothing.
You gonna get canceled before you start. What's wrong with you?
That's wild.
That is wild. You'll be done. You'll
but
be
I was referencing what another.
But you were referencing it as something that you agreed with.
All right. Well, that makes sense. I gotta do better. I gotta learn how to talk to people.
And you talking about me? Okay, let me tell you how you could be a better person.
Okay.
All right, you need to have more empathy.
I'm empathetic. That's one thing I won't let you get away with.
You have empathy for people that you care about.
Who the fuck else?
But
I'm
you don't have empathy
for
people
for?
That you interact with. You still have to interact with people that you don't care about.
All right.
Professional empathy, you don't have that. You also need to have. You ask a question, I'm answering it. You also need to stop being such an asshole. Just in general, your general disposition. Stop wearing sweatpants if you don't want people looking at your booty. Things of that nature will make you a better person.
Those are all stupid things. I guess that's my problem.
That's the thing. Yeah, that was number two. Stop being an asshole. I was correct.
That's dumb. But anyways, I love you.
I love you too.
Right.
And that's been comedian Major J. Smith. Thank you so much. On the small of your back. Thank you so much.
Get out of here.
For coming on my podcast. A weird way to put your hand on a person.
I keep telling you, learn how to like
touch,
have human interaction.
Tell the people where to find you.
Find me on Facebook, Instagram, Major J Smith, Snapchat. I don't really do it because I don't want y'all in my business, and I'm not a whore. All right,
that's it.
Twitter, also Major J Smith. Everything, Major J Smith.
And I. One more time?
Yeah.
No, do it again. One more.
Do your laugh. Like the yuck laugh.
It's not a yuck.
She has a very white man yuck laugh.
It just doesn't have a build. It just starts. I'm sorry that I don't have a crescendoing laugh. If the shit's
fuck Donald
baby.
Glover. Thank y'all.
And you can find me.
Good night.
It's makeup on my phone. You can find me at Roxy
Hayes. Of course they
Hayes.
Can find you. They're here already.
Shut the fuck up. It's all Roxy Hayes, R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E. Bedtime Bitching comes out every Thursday at 9:30 on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thank you so much for watching. We're going to end it on Hall & Oates.
Hell yeah.
Doom, doom, doom. Oh, no, we're going to sing it a cappella.
No, do Out of Touch. No, I don't want to sing it a cappella. How that shit start? Reaching out for something to hold. Then
I want to sing I Can't Go For That about not getting pegged, about not getting pegged in the butt.
That's not what that song is about.
I can't go for that. Yes, it is. No, no, no.
It could be a lot of shit.
Getting
Why
pegged.
You go right to shit in
the
butt?
I can't go for that. That's my shit. Say no can do.
Oh, no, no can do. I can't go for that.
Fucked in the butt. No? Okay. No?
Thanks.
All right, thank you. Y'all seen that ass though? Okay, we're done.
Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck.